This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026 today, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. It also prescribes mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal, and transparency obligations for online game service providers. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies across 16 districts will go to polls in the first phase of assembly elections tomorrow. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in the West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies today in Damdam, Habra and Saptagram. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Kolkata's Jora Sanko, Nadia's Chakdaha and Howrah's Uday Narayanpur. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also held rallies in Kalna and Bongao. Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee campaigned in Amdanga and Haripal. Later, she led a march from Shankar Math in Ram Jatala to the statue of Swami Vivekananda in Belghatta. The CPIM Congress and other parties are also intensifying their campaigns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a rally tomorrow in Krishnanagar, Nadia, in support of BJP candidates. The Supreme Court today made strong observations over the alleged interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during an Enforcement Directorate ED investigation in Kolkata. The court warned that democracy would be in peril if a sitting chief minister intervenes in an ongoing investigation. A bench comprising Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and N.B. Anjaria said the issue cannot be treated merely as a dispute between the centre and a state, but as an act by an individual holding constitutional office. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visited TKMS submarine building facility in Kiel, Germany today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that he was accompanied by the German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius. The minister added that the visit showcased cutting-edge technologies and advanced naval capabilities which will be mutually beneficial for cooperation in maritime domain. The nation paid tributes to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. Last year on this day, 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly attack shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and union ministers paid tributes to the victims and reaffirmed India's resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Diplomatic missions and foreign envoys also remembered the victims and expressed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 160, Lucknow Super Giants were 111 for 6 in 16 overs against Rajasthan Royals in Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekta Cricket Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted 159 for 6 in 20 overs. In the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, Indian shooters won 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal at Cairo in Egypt today. In the men's 25-meter pistol event, Raj Chandra won a silver medal, while Abhinav Deshwal secured a bronze medal. In the women's category, Sejal Kamble bagged a silver medal. Meanwhile, in the men's 50-meter rifle prone event, Rohit Kanyan also won a silver medal. The IMD has issued an orange alert for the heatwave conditions over Gangetic West Bengal for tomorrow. The Met Department forecast heatwave conditions tomorrow over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.